Now let's lead off with Congressman Rodney Davis saying the biggest issue he's hearing out of McLean County is infrastructure. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
Davis is the lead Republican on the Highways and Transit Subcommittee in Congress. The representative from Illinois' 13th District says he's pushing for federal passage of the highway bill.
When you look at a construction project, about 80% of that construction project on our interstates that may back you up in traffic for a while is paid for by your federal gas tax dollars. We in Washington are now going to reauthorize that highway bill.
Davis says he does not believe a federal gas tax increase to pay for infrastructure would be politically possible. He was not specific in proposing ways to pay for improvements, saying Congress should decide what the best ideas are. Davis was in Bloomington Tuesday with fellow Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood from the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's State of Congress event. LaHood also listed the highway bill as one of his main areas of focus as session picks up again next month.
That is something we have not delivered on. I continue to be optimistic that we can get a federal infrastructure bill done to, again, upgrade our rail system, our highways, our airports.
LaHood says trade is another issue vital to the region, specifically the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA.
I look at jobs in Central and West Central Illinois. Many of them are tied to trade, whether it's agriculture, whether it's financial services, whether it's manufacturing. 40% of the products we grow, produce, or manufacture in Illinois go to Canada or Mexico.
LaHood says putting politics aside, the trade bill is good for jobs and long-term economic viability. LaHood and Davis's congressional districts cover Bloomington-Normal. For the leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.